it to you. Give the picture so it's not boring. I hope it's not boring.
No, it's not boring. It's not boring. And now you're being heard because the CD is rolling. So hopefully you will be able to get a copy of this. That's why I slowed you down a little bit, because I want you to get a copy of, you know, my show. And
is your show heard in Woodstock as well?
It could. No. Well, here's the thing. We're on the World Wide Web. That's why I was giving you that number. When you get back home to Jamaica, if you get near a computer, you can hear my show.
On the web. Yeah, on the web. Yeah. I get you now.
So
I'm a little old-fashioned, by the way.
You're old-fashioned, my dear?
In that way. But in the next way, I'm very modern. I'm a modern girl.
Yeah, a modern girl. I love to hear that. But, you know, the people out here in the listening audience wouldn't have a clue as to when I first met you, unless I told them. But it was so amazing, because it's the way I've met so many people, interesting people in my life, just going out to Keith Hudson's, and you happened to be there, and the train ride. It was so amazing. These little kids looking at you on the train, here's this punk rocker from England. And they were amazed at your energy on the pole of the train. Do you remember that, Ari? Do you remember that swinging on the pole of the train?
You know what?
What?
I do remember it, because who can forget a ride with Keith Hudson? Come on, a legendary genius.
Serious.
For his time as well, by the way, because he did some dub on Ruckus before any other producer. He's one of the most incredible musicians talent in coming out of Jamaica. I remember the big trench coat I had on the big gangster hat, the black gangster hat.
Yes, indeed.
And I had my lock, so I didn't even really look punk rock. I wasn't punk rock really looking anyway. Anymore,
right.
But it's just I was the punky reggae combination.
That's what it was. And when those little kids up in Harlem saw you, their eyes opened and they all gathered around the store window of the Forward Record Store, and they were just looking in there like, who is this woman in here dancing like this? I never forgot that.
That's so funny. They were watching me skank, right?
Yeah, man. Now, I want to ask...
What was that dancing to? Which
oh, how could I remember that? That was a record store where Keith was taking... Remember, he was taking his music up there?
But was it Ruckus? Was it...
Oh, of course. Of course it was Ruckus. I mean...
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful. I love this. Listen, you got to let us know what you're doing now as far as music and far as performing, or when have you performed lately.
Yeah, it's the continuation of a combination of punky reggae and the slip style that was coming out.
First tell me about the slits.
Because it was so ahead of time.
And who was the producer of the slits?
The producer, we had several, but one for the legendary Cut album, where we were covered with mud and naked as the day in our birthday suit, right? with the mud, covered in the mud. And just like natural, sexy by nature type thing. That was Dennis Bovet, who was a brilliant producer. He also does dub poetry producing, like Linton Quincy Johnson, and he produced a lot of dubs. And he was in a group, reggae group himself in England as well. And he produced our album. Really well. It's, again, that combination of Jamaican flavor had to be on our stuff. See, we're the first. We're not just women setting a pace for women ahead of time. We're ahead of time with music itself. Not just the attitude and our clothes, but the music. Because what's different with us is that we put bass, heavy bass, onto our rock. And our rock was mixed with different flavors anyway. So it was a complete... You see, the Clash had a lot of influences with reggae too. But when they played their punky reggae, it was very punk sounding, you know?
Right.
With the trebly bass. But we had like the heavy bass. And so we set a pace from that. I think that people still remember that we're so ahead of time, that when you put on a Slits album now, it fits right into time. So I'm continuing on that pace, but I also add of what's been happening from out of hip-hop and out of dancehall music, of course, because that's, you know, I have to put that in there because this is a new mix. And the New Age Steppers, by the way, do you remember them?
Adrian Sherwood, tell us a little about when you recorded with Adrian Sherwood. Yes, we do know about
Adrian Sherwood. Yeah, used to be a promoter. He promoted a lot of reggae artists like Prince Farai and Prince Hammer, Bim Sherman, a lot of different singers and toasters, and toured with them. Before he went on tour, he used to sell records on his head, basically from shop to shop, store to store with a van. He was, you know, in the with a van selling records. So that by the time I meet him, me and him were living in a squat in England. Like squat, I don't know what you.
Yeah, we
that?
Know what that means. That's a
what
place.
What do you call that in American terms?
A pad, a place to live.
No, squat is a takeover yard. Squat is a place that you take over.
Oh, that's for. Well. Then you've just educated me. I'd never heard of a squat before then.
Yeah, but what is a squat in America? There is a term for it in America.
When you take a squat, like when you sit.
A building, huh?
There is a squat. Oh, squatters. Squatters, they call them. Squatters, you know.
Yes, yeah, squatters.
So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. They just call them squatters here. Right. Yeah.
Right. So that's what we were doing. And then he got this tiny, Adrian, he got this tiny little echo machine with just not even, I think four tracks was the most, with these huge buttons and these tiny little. And it's hilarious, and he found all these crazy sounds on that, and that's where he developed his style and turned himself into an entrepreneur, self-handy, made genius type of sound man, you know?
Well, he
and
really did.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna.
Oh, and then, yeah, well, then of course that we were, you know, we were all hanging out and living together, not sexually. I need to make this point because we had so, this is the great thing of our circle of family at the time. It was that you could be with so many men on a friendship level, and basically more like brothers. So we were, they were all my peers who were like brothers, treating me like a big brother, you know.
People over here need to hear that though, Ari, because some people don't think that can happen, you know. It's like, how could that be? I mean, you know, you didn't go after.
That can happen when you're born in a revolution and when you have the whole world against you. When you think at the time coming up that you're just a regular kid, that's a regular teenage life where you're hanging out with all your friends, mm-hmm. guy friends, and they're all just there protecting you. And that's without even making a move, not even once saying, hey, not once, not even flirting, nothing. Brotherhood, and I take that for granted at the time. I thought that's how it goes, but I guess it doesn't. When I went to the rest of the world, it wasn't, and when I went to the rest of time for other different generations, it wasn't. So I guess it's a special generation thing that happened to us, and I treasure it to this day. And the thing is with Adrian, it was like that with him, and then I said, he wanted to do this sort of started to record and stuff. So I said, okay, so how about we call it New Age Steppers? It's before he knew anything about unused sound or nothing, the label.
Mm-hmm.
He had no clue of what the label was called. It was just going to be New Age Steppers, me singing with a band like, you know, Creation Red Bull, or a couple of musicians that were there, Roots Roddick, who used to come around from Jamaica and hang out with Adrian, like Star Scott, who was brilliant, was the main drummer away from Sly and Robbie team. It was Flubber Holt on bass and Sire Scott, nicknamed Scotty. And he, all of the main stuff from Jamaica was coming out from that unit, bass and drum. And I would do a lot of rhythms with Scotty on the drums and different musicians, and that was the New Age Steppers, and that's how some of that Space Age reggae. So see, that's another thing that was born. First it was the punky reggae, then there was the Space Age dub sound that started creating from the New Age Steppers sound, you know?
That's still happening today. The bass.
Exactly. Well, now people are taking it as their sound. That's right. It's still happening. But if I really get a chance to go overground and represent the underground, being the underground queen that I am, then I get a chance to get. No, for real. It's a real. This is a real vision for the mission. This is a born from creation, and I'm back in Revelation. This is the thing. If we can mix it in with the dancehall rhythms and mix it in with punk rock and then the dub and the dancehall with a hip-hop flavor to everything in there, crazy.
That's revolution of the
yeah.
If you can incorporate all those things, wow.
I do it on stage. I do a couple of tours. I did the Morrissey Show festival in England recently, where I did that. Yeah, I mean, it really comes across fresh and new, and people love it. And yet, it's a pace that was set so long ago and never came to pass. I guess it's like living in the Wild Wild West, but spaghetti movie. I still live in it. Jamaica right now is a rascal spaghetti movie. Tell you right now. No, I tell you that place there. Get from bad to worse, you know. I mean, I love Jamaica, you know. I love it because it have a different side to it that you can't get anywhere in the world. But at the same time, it's got a yin and yang in a really extreme way. I mean, when it's wicked, it's wicked, it's evilest. And when it's pretty and beautiful and good, it's good and blessed and sweet.
Well, even the music is reflecting that those problems today, as we talked about the other day, about how the dance hall, see, and we have to clarify the negative dance hall is what we're talking about, that denigrates people, talking about killing people, you know, and it wouldn't be for anybody's ears to hear, especially children. And some of these artists are now being called to task. And I think that they will feel it in their pocket. I would have never listened to reggae music if I had heard some of the stuff that I hear today. You know, I feel fortunate that I grew up when I grew up and heard the reggae when I heard it. And because I call it all reggae, you know, it's just like you would say jazz or different elements of jazz. Well, it's like dancehall is a different element of reggae. But right now, it's a crisis period. And even the government of Jamaica, the business people are talking about not supporting some of the artists that create these negative vibes. And you know about that. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, me have to wonder if it's a reflection of the people what's going on, or if the artist could change the people a little. I always say when you're an artist, you can actually set the pace, so you can help making changes, right?
Yes.
So if the artist is going to get up and cash in on what the people are doing, the people killing each other, okay, let's sing about killing a gunshot, all right? There's a lot of dirty, loose girls and loose guys running around, just, you know, basically contracting diseases from each other because there's girls that sleep with four different men in one night. Okay, we sing about it, and pussy and this and that and ray. Why not, as an artist, try and change it, you know, try and set the pace a little.
Right.
Then people will kind of look into it a little bit more. They listen to we more than politicians, you know. Here's a joke. People are obsessed with fighting over politicians in Jamaica. But if artists took a stand, they're more influential on the people than politicians. So I think it's sad because the rhythms coming out of Jamaica right now are all-time high. The rhythms are brilliant. The way they write it and sing it. And if there's good lyrics, then it's nice to hear, you know?
Okay.
It's nice to hear because it's a dancing environment. And you have to really be in the environment to really get the feeling of that, you know. The one people who really get it is the Japanese. That you see them living there, you see them recording there in the studio, you see them at the dance. You don't see no white people. That, forget that. You don't see any other. You don't see any hardly foreigner. You see two Italians the other day that came, but it's mostly Japanese, you know. Who really, because they're so modern-minded, the Japanese. So that, because of that, they hear the technology sound in there, and the way the beats are quite complex, the way they put together. But most of all, we don't analyze it in Jamaica. Obviously, mm-hmm. I'm analyzing it here on the radio now. But over there, because I'm a big, I'm quite one of the top dancers over there as Madusa in Jamaica, and you just go there and you just get. It's just like crazy. The dancing over there is a serious, serious thing, and because it's taken so seriously and it's so much part of everything, everyday life in Jamaica and in dance hall, that you don't even. Listen, I can't stand the way Vybz Kartel. He's got one of the worst lyrics in history. I mean, you know, who can't spell F-U-C-K-I-N-G? I mean, he's singing this to the kids, and here's the hypocrites of the society, the radio people and the business people. They're complaining about we artists saying nasty lyrics. But they're the ones who are such hypocrites. When somebody is a big, not the artist, the business people, because they're the ones who let the radio airplay. You know, they ban other people, but when someone's popular like Vybz Kartel, he goes, "But somebody are you?" And K-I-S-S-I-N-G, picture you and me, F-U-C-K-I-N-G, under the tree. I mean, which kid is not going to be able to hear that on the radio and spell it?
That's
you
true.
Know, they'll be able to spell it, and they come to only one word with that, you know?
Yes, indeed.
I mean, but all these nasty lyrics, right? But back to the argument, back to the point, here's the joke. I'll be going to the dance, and the most stuff that I love and dance to and go crazy to will be the same artist who I can't stand with, lyrically speaking. But because the beat is so crazy and everybody gets into a frenzy of dancing, nobody even listens to the. You know what? I think most people don't even listen. This is why everybody's listening to Elephant Man now, because nobody wants to hear about Gunshot no more. Nobody wants to hear about. No heavy preaching either. I mean, everyone loves a good lyric, but when it gets to be preaching all the time, people just want to let go and free and dance. This is why they're listening to Elephant Man now, because you don't have to listen. It's really so stupid, the lyrics, and so silly. It's all only about the dance moves, and you have to actually be there and know the dance moves to enjoy it. So see, such a high and low in dance hall. There's so many different things.
Well, I say it's complex. It's a complex situation. It's not just, well, these people play these lyrics and that's it and in a nutshell. And this is how the activist groups are acting. Like, it's, you know, that the whole society is that way, and, you know, and these artists are creating all of this stuff. I think if it's a lot of worse stuff going on in the world. Granted, we say we don't think anybody should denigrate anybody in that sense, talking about killing them, you know, but I think, you know, there's a reaction and overreaction to certain things, and need some balance in there. We need some balance, and maybe people need to communicate.
Well, the thing is that, you know, there is a bit of balance, because, you know, when you go to the dance, for instance, there's the early session part where they play all the roots music and all the Luciana or whoever's have out stuff. It's the biggest thing right now, of course, is Sizzla. And Sizzla is like the everyday routine thing to play in the dance, in the radio, and everywhere on the street. So it's integrated that now everyone loves, like, they even play a Bob Marley song, they play Dennis Brown, they play old reggae songs in the middle of the dance, because it's now grounded and sets, you know, like on record, on printed like a stamp, that Rasta was the way, is the way, and it's continuing, and the lyrics that they were saying so long ago are now coming to pass. So they can't ignore it, because all the lyrics that Dee Brown, Bob Marley, everyone used to sing about, is coming out. It's coming real now. It's, you know, with all the war and Iraq and the earthquakes and the hurricane. I just came out of the hurricane. Did you know? Did I tell you?
You didn't tell me what happened.
I was in Hurricane Ivan. That was no joke. I was there with my niece, my nephew, my children, my little one, my sister-in-law. Because my baby father passed, so I live now with my baby father's sister, and we live in the heart of Kingston, which is off Mullines Road, which is near Halfway Tree, you know, sort of mid uptown place, but it's surrounded by the heavy ghetto areas like Jewsland, Waterhouse, Maxfield Avenue, Walton Park. They have a whole line of places, and it's just, in the hurricane was just crazy. It was scary, very scary, because we don't get no power for so long and no water. Sad to say, there was a lot of killing and shooting going on and looting.
Well, I read about that.
Right through the hurricane.
I read about that, and I actually I get updated from this website about the violence from the storm, and it still happens, you know, like Augusttown, that's Sizzler's town, you know, where the lady got shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you said the young man that got shot was a football.
It's so funny. I was right there. I was right. What happened is the week before the hurricane, there used to be a dance every Wednesday before Pasa Pasa. That's the big annual Wednesday dance that you go to in Tivoli. Now, Tivoli has good Tivoli is under order, as we say, has manners, because there's so much rule over there that there's, the war is hard to break out there in the dance. But before Pasa Pasa, we used to go to the Augusttown dance where Travelers was the sound Travelers was playing. It was really going on nice. And one week I come and I see all these bad men patrol the area. And I say, well, really, I go on. And then I hear about the whole Sizzler thing will happen. But then the hurricane come, and after the hurricane done, next thing you know is people are up for, because then the police, you see, this is what's bad too, is that it one robs of the, you know, the police make it worse too. The police are so corrupt and evilless and wicked. The government is so bad that the poverty is getting so people are getting so desperate that you know what I mean? It's just a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So the police go out there and kill an innocent 20-year-old footballer. I was like, and that's how the lady got killed. She got killed by fly shot, you know, stray shot.
Mm-hmm.
So the stray shot fly she, but the man was a footballer, a roller smith at the party, and they want to search him and then shot him. Cause you see them claim a state of emergency during the hurricane, the Dr. PJ, and through that now, they don't have any excuse to talk before, shoot before talking. And they had that before. They were trying to get to that anyway, where kill before talk, before question.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but now it's worse. Now they put it in worse. And then, of course, I don't know what's happening now more than... It's just like... It's just really bad.
Well, you know, I don't know what we could do about that, but you know this guy, Robert Roskine, is going down there this month with hooking up to do some shows in some of the areas in Kingston to do with Luciano Abijah, Morgan Heritage. And he claims that this, like you said, that they respect the artists more than they do the politicians. He calls the artists the healers. And
the artists are the healers,
and that they would listen to a Luciano and a Mikey General before they would listen to the government people. So this is what he's trying to do. He's organizing all of these shows to go into the schools,
yeah,
to show the youth that there is another way besides going around and shooting your brethren down. And you know that even though it's tough, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's a pipe dream. He shouldn't, how is he going to do that? But you know what he said to me? He says, well, people can say that it's, you know, it's utopia and everything, but what is the other alternative? To say nothing? I mean, at least you try. You go in there and you try to...
I mean, the main thing is that it's not just the Rasta people who will say something, because they're already used to the Rasta people changing the pace.
Mm-hmm.
and setting up a pace and a goal for people. But they need to hear it from Beanie Man, who is now a Rasta. They need to hear it from dancehall hot artists who are going big now. Even Elephant Man and even somebody like Vybz Kartel. People are going to listen to, because people are into their type. That's the modern scene now, what they're into, right?
Right.
So if Vybz Kartel are going to talk about pussy, everyone else will. But if Beanie Man are going to lick out against Batty Man, everyone else will. So they have to change it more so too, because the Rasta Man them alone. Look, SZA is the biggest Rasta right now. Everything that SZA is saying, people listening in Jamaica, but him alone is not changing the pace.
True.
There's no way.
You know, yeah. I don't know.
There's some really good things. There's good things about dancehall. What I love as a woman, basically what I couldn't take was the heap of chauvinism. Was very oppressive. Me growing up as a Rasta and in a woman's body, there was things about Rasta that really really get to me, and it was the particular downpression of women not being free spirited enough, and a lot of time because they're not free spirited in their roomly enough with their spirit. They used to tend to trim as soon as if a man tell them to lux, or let's say the woman don't lux off of them own because of it. You know, I grew up with a lot of Rasta women who were only Rasta because the man was Rasta. They followed the man. If a man trim, she trim. It's nothing of her own, you know. And the chauvinism that's going down onto women. So what really expanded in dancehall with the modern generation too of youths coming up, they have more, there's so much more. The woman, they're rebellious, even though some of them are slack and loose and they don't know themselves. There's another really good aspect that I find came out of dancehall explosion, which is extreme, foreign people, especially all of them, Europeans and American, tend to think that Jamaican women are subdued and can't have a talk and can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's totally opposite. They do what they want. Nobody can't talk to them. They do what they want, and if they don't like it, it gets dangerous. They will attack a man. They could get violent with a man because if they don't want to be told anything, and they're the ones who are fighting back more than these even the typically white liberal women, you know, there's really liberal white women who are like saying, oh, we're this and that, and we're in a woman movement, and we're this and that against men, and we are independent and doing our thing. You know what? They should go one day to Jamaica and see some of the Jamaican girls, how they handle it. Then they know what's being rough and independent. They are one hell of independent women. This is why I love Jamaican women. You could see it even in the Olympics. Look what happened with the Olympics.
What about Sister Carol? What about Sister Carol? You know Sister Carol?
Carol, yeah, my new sister Carol. I'm from back in the day. She's a New Yorker.
Yes, sir. She's
New York City.
Respect her, boy. I respect her. She's been doing it for a long time now, too.
Yeah, of course. The Rasta women of our time, and now the radical dancehall women too. They are not sushi like the society girls and the uptown girls. They're like very, you know, they're not hardcore enough. I love the raw hardcoreness of. That's what came across in the Olympics when my girls win the gold. I knew they were going to win it. I knew because even the way they put on their outfits, nobody have a style. Nobody can chat to Jamaican people when it comes to style. Setting the pace, being ahead of time. This is why I find maybe a home in Jamaica so much too. More than foreign at the time when I was little. Because they didn't look at me as too way ahead of time and too crazy looking. People in England were thinking, oh, if you're going to Jamaica, you better make sure your hair is wrapped and your clothes, you don't even show your toe, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what? I was in a mini and I buck out in Jamaica. I was in the early 80s. I was there in my mini and my Nazi flash. And nobody that give me no talk. Nobody. You do your own thing there. The more free spirit you show, the more they have to respect you. There will be people who, of course, challenge you. There will be people. There is also people who are chauvinists or racist. You know, there is people, women and men, women as well, just as bitchy. I'm not putting men in this alone. Women are just as part of it as men. It's equal, 50-50, you know? I'm not one of those women who say, oh, man, do this, man, do that. All men are this. And then the man say, all women are that. No.
Serious thing. That's what I believe. Just what you just said, you took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, man,
yeah.
This is a good enlightenment session, I think, today. And, because you've enlightened us.
Is it live? Are you live?
Of course it's live. It's live. It's
I gotta give some shout out.
All over the world. Give shout outs over in England, out in Germany, in Holland. Go ahead.
I'm going to bless up the G-Unit squad. And the Chaka crew. Now, big up and large up Borger and Janite. And our crew, I had seen.
Yes, I.
And now, big up my English friend them from Battersea. Mohan Pasaku and the Rastaman squad them. All the sound man them. Old time sound like. Mohan Pasa, Josh Shaka, and the Rasta dub sound thing in England were used to keep me alive, keep me survive, because England used to really know the dub. They respect the dub more than anyone in the world, more than Jamaica. Jamaica don't even remember about dub. They don't even know what is dub. So big up England for that. Big up Germany. Tanya, what happened? You got. Them always a lookout. Them always on the lookout. Them not really on the offense. Them not really look out against people. You understand?
Yes,
so me pick up Germany. Me pick up Japan. Junko, dancehall queen. You have some serious dancer come out of Japan. Can dance and spin on their head and do all kind of acrobatics, you know?
Yes.
So that's what I love about dancehall too, by the way, is that they're able to express themselves in body and soul, that the body is free up, yeah.
You know, you're one of my better interviews because the enlightenment and the knowledge that you have, because you've been there from that time to this time, so you have all this experience, you have all this knowledge, you can say from over in England, from over in Germany, it's a this way, and because you've met all these people and seen how they react, and then they come to Jamaica, man, you are well rounded. Woman.
give thanks for that compliment. I needed that. Anyway, me not big up New York, Aldo. We have to big up my people in Brooklyn, Flatbush Avenue, my place. Seen Utica, Italian crew, French Connection squad. All right. Gusto.
I love you. You're too much, Ari. I love you. And you want to listen? You got to let the listeners know how they can get in touch with your music, the website, give them a rundown on the website.
Yeah, maybe it's best to check the website because I can't explain everything.
Tell them.
No,
what is the address?
They're gonna link me.
What is the address?
Yeah, the website.
Eh? What's the address of the website?
Oh. www, isn't all of it W every time? Do we still have to say W?
Yeah, say it.
All right, dot ariup.com. That means Ari, A-R-I, and a dash like a minus sign, then up.com. Now, Ari Up being, that's my punky reggae name from my youth, but it's AKA Madusa, because you don't know, you are going to see everything, everything on the web.
So it's www.ariup.com.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I got. You didn't have to put a dot between the A and the Ari and the Up. It's just...
A dash. A check said have a dash.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, then let them try that. But I didn't, when I put it in the website.
You didn't need it?
I didn't, no. When
Can
I looked,
you see all the picture? You see the
oh,
picture?
Oh, yeah, man.
On it?
Oh, yeah, man. So, hey, listen, okay, all well. All you have to put in the Google is A-R-I, capital A-R-I, capital U-P, Ari Up. And the website
That's
comes
cool.
up. And some beautiful pictures. And listeners, go to that website when you get a chance because there's a history of Slits, of history of Ari's music and reggae.
I'm soon release a dance. May I go send you, you know, Ross Charles. May I go send you my latest video. What me do, I'm a latest song them, right? Which is a dancehall thing, but not a dirty lyrics one. Obviously, if I do dancehall, it's nothing nasty, okay?
Better not, my dear. Better not send me any nasty.
but it's hardcore, you know? I am a raw artist. I'm raw juggling. There's nothing diluted.
All right, well, listen, so I think we're going to, you think we've had enough to say today and that we should let the people listen to some music and...
Yeah, I think it's too much talking for me.
Because you're going to, even when you get this CD, you're going to say, well, we should have played some more music, but you're going to be amazed at what I got on here.
You know what? Look, do it this way. Maybe people remember when we were speaking today and have this long, good reasoning. And then one time you get my stuff, my new stuff, you can play it. How's that?
That makes sense. That's what I'm going to do with Neil Perch with Zion Train because he called here and we were not on the World Wide Web. I had the music, but I would have loved to have people on the World Wide Web to have heard him call my show. This way, people are listening... on the World Wide Web to your show, but we don't have the music. So, you know, in time, we're gonna do that. You know, that makes a lot of sense. And it's been a pleasure listening to you. I just can sit back and, because you're a Capricorn, I can sit back and listen to you talk the whole way, just like you could do the same thing with me. But we're going to, you know, wish you well, because we know you're leaving Wednesday? When you're leaving for Jamaica Wednesday?
For Bacayard, because my boy's in school over there.
How many boys and you got? You got how many?
I got three. I have twins, and the little one is in Jamaica now.
Beautiful mother. And I know you want to get back to see them, and I know they can't wait for mama to get home. So you have a safe journey. We're going to talk. I'm going to call you later today. Is that fair enough? You'll be around, won't you? Ari?
Yeah.
I'll call you at home later today. And you want to say a final thing, a little short final thing to the youth in the audience before you go?
Okay. Fair say, if you're going to kill them, if you plan to kill, all right? Because all of we get the feeling to kill sometimes. That's true. But you know what's the best weapon you can have? Is to kill them with love. So you know what we're going to do? Kill them with love, we gotta kill them with love. Kill them with love, we gotta kill them with love. Kill them with love, we gotta kill them with love. Shaquille, Shaquille, Shaquille them with love.
Wow, that's, you can't be more poignant than that. And I hope the listening audience heard that. I hope the youth that feel like they want to get an iron and go out there and do something to somebody will reconsider that and know that the only way is love. And
it's to kill them with love.
Kill them with love. Kill them.
Yeah.
Hey, blow them away with love. Now, no pun intended. And I make myself laugh on that one. But listen, we're going to talk. And love, Jah guide, protect. And you're going to be amazed at this tape when you get it. Okay, my sis?
Thanks. Give thanks. So bless it and have a blessed, special long life.
Every time. I got about one more hour to go. And then it's all over. Half an hour. Then there's more reggae, but then I'm out of here, and I'll be home, and I'll talk to you later, my sis.
All okay, right. Blessed.
Every time. Yes,